Now that he spoke about these factions related to the tables and the related conflicts and divisions, he also made clear from what follows. For after saying, "I hear that there are divisions among you," he didn't stop there. But indicating what kind of divisions he was talking about, he went on to say, "Each one takes his own supper before others." And again, "What? Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the Church of God?" However, it's evident he was discussing these things, and if he labels them divisions, don't be surprised. As I said, he intends to prod them with this term. Had they been divisions of doctrine, he wouldn't have addressed them this gently. Listen to him, for example, when he discusses anything like this, how passionate he is, both in affirming and in reprimanding. In affirming, like when he says, "Even if an angel preaches any other gospel to you than what you've received, let him be accursed." But in reprimanding, like when he says, "Whoever among you seeks to be justified by law, you have fallen away from grace." And at one point he refers to the corrupt ones as dogs, saying, "Beware of dogs." At another point, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, and again, angels of Satan. But in this case, he didn't utter such words, but instead spoke in a gentle and subdued tone.